I might comment that looking on the share list, it does appear, you know, that there's a correspondence between the number of people here and the number of people in share. But unfortunately, I all too rarely see that. So, you know, Kane, your boo. All right. Anyway. We left off yesterday on the bottom of Tzadi Pes. I want to sort of restart that last piece. Just a couple of aros from yesterday. Firstly, with respect to the question of what's the source for Makom Chatach, and we were wondering a little bit, why is it the Ravina? The Gemara doesn't have the whole Shach of Ataria. So I have a couple of observations there. Firstly, if you look in one of the four Kisveyad of the Gemara, the Shach of Ataria of Rava is abridged with the Fechulei. In other words, the part, once you get to after Veligmar which one, Umay Chazes, so the scribe there already abridged it, and you wonder if maybe theoretically the same Shach of Ataria could almost have existed by Ravina, but doesn't, because somebody abridged it. I don't think that's the case, but that's point one. Point two is that there is, we're wondering, is there really a pasuk to teach you the makom achatach is aser by the limb that you cut off of the animal? The answer is yes. The Gemara in Berak Beim Amakasha has a source. It's based upon Parsa. Parsa, so you look in the Gemara there. It's on Samach, I think it's Samach Hasamit Beis. So really the Gemara could have said that why doesn't he learn from that the makom achatach is always mutter? And so they could have quoted that pasuk, the other pasuk, that you learn Makom HaChatach is Aser. Now, I should point out, though, the question is sufficiently of note that Tosus asked the question, or Tosus at the end of Dibor Maaskel Onitzrucha actually observes, he gives his own teretz as to why, not the answer that I gave, but he gives a teretz as to why the Gemara doesn't have the entire Shach Levitaria by Ravina. It has to do with the fact that Tosus thinks that it really would not have been relevant from a substantive perspective, not simply from a question of how the sikhi was composed. Okay, fine. So we've seen again two parts of the sikhi ready. The first part was Mea Vishishim learned from Zorah Bishela, the Tuman Da Amrim, the Basar Vatzamos, which is found in the Yerushalmi. The second part was the explication of that mini Braisa, Vatanya, Zeu Heter Haba Michlal Isser, and the three approaches of the Amal Raim and how to deal with that. And now we get to the final part, which goes back to the part Roman numeral 1, where Rav Dimi and Abaye are discussing what do you do with this business of Mea versus Shishim. So Abaye said, is it possible we have the things are B'mea? So let's just, well, we read this, but let's do it again. So if it's most of you, it's Chazara. May I take a volunteer reader who was not reading yesterday? Ari, you wanna? V'hatanan, smack in the middle of Tzadi Tes Samen Aleph.
V'hatanan.
Lama, okay. 2 days in a row running on that. Lama Amru. Okay, so that's where the Braisa starts, okay? And we explored this mission already. If you're interested, Rashi actually does attempt to deal with the problem of the word midamea, not our issue right now. We're just going to pretend it says kol machametz. Okay? If you have a leavening agent, so the Mishnah had said min vimino would be lahakel ulahachmir, min vimino would be lahachmir, but mishenu mino would be lahakel lahachmir. Okay, now before we read it inside, let me just review what the Mishnah said, because the structure or the language of the Mishnah is a little difficult. There are two concerns you have in terms of bittul, potentially, of let's say the chametz within this isa. Number one is a concern of shiur, how much numerically. Number two is a concern of ta'am, a flavor of somehow that the isur will be nikar within the heter. So the Mishnah is going to say essentially that when it comes to min bimino, you need to meet both requirements. You need to have sufficient number and you need not to taste it. When it comes to min b'she'en omino, we don't really care about, or it's seeing. We don't care, numbers are not so important. What is important? Taste. And that makes a lot of sense, because we assume by min b'she'en omino, it's not about numerology, it's about taste. If you can't taste it, it's not there. Right? Rashi here, and I might have used this Rashi earlier in this mod had I been, you know, hadn't seen this formulation, but I noticed I had this underlined from years ago. Rashi writes a very interesting thing. He says that that when it comes to min b'mino, you don't have. He says you require mea ve'echad when the isser is be'en. As Rashi writes that when you have a tarobus of min b'mino, the isser is be'en. When you have a tarobus of min b'shein amino, and you can't taste it, the isser is not be'en anymore. Right? And this is the point that we made, that the Rabbi Yehuda's position, the way we explain, one way of explaining Rabbi Yehuda's position, the intuitive way, is that when you have a tarobus of min b'mino, you can't say that the isser is kilo eno, it's still be'en, because wherever it is, whenever you get to it, you taste it. Whereas by min b'shein amino, if you can't taste it, if it wasn't enough to flavor it, you never get to it. It's not there anymore. So that's what the Mishnah is going to say. That by min b'mino, you need both enough numerically to be mevato, plus you can't taste it, which is ordinarily impossible by min b'mino to ever taste it, except for when? By mechametz, where you can't exactly taste it, but you can taste what it's done to the entire isa. Whereas by mid v'she'eno mino, there all we care about is tam. And in the case of a leavening agent, if it was mechametz the isa, it's aser. If it was not mechametz the isa, it's mutter. Okay. Alan?
How does Rashi justify his shita for requiring kfela and shishim?
Well, so that's only because you listen to the way I explain the Mishnah, but you have to read how the Gemara explains the Mishnah. See, Rashi, Alec is pointing out that Rashi, right at the beginning of the Sugya, says something that all the other Rishonim address, but in many ways is very, the Rishonim grapple with this. It's very much meduyak in the Sugya right here. Namely, Rashi says that you absolutely require a number no matter what. Kfela, I mean, the non-Jewish nachtom, tasting it, doesn't work if you don't have shishim. It's only once you have shishim, or mea, on top of that, you need to have an achtom. So you're right. The way I just explained the Mishnah, I just presuppose that that's not correct, what Rashi says, the way most Rishonim assume. But what the Gemara is about to say, actually, when you stop and think about it, and Rashi quotes the Gemara Zoraya, does seem to point in Rashi's direction, that you need a number also. So let's continue on to the Gemara.
Even min b'shein amino.
Even min b'shein amino, even though you can't taste it.
How is it? It's mistaken exactly against Rashi for this.
No, you need a number even though you can't taste it.
Doesn't it say that min b'shein amino?
Wait, you haven't seen how the Gemara explains it. The diuk that the Gemara makes on the bottom line, about the last two lines, are where Rashi is coming from. You're right. If I read the Mishnah on my own, the Mishnah says like this. Read the Mishnah, the Katani Seifa, whoever's reading. Read. The Katani Seifa.
Katani Seifa, Lahakia, Lahakia, Min B'shein Amino, Kizad. Greasin, Shinibashle, Mahadashu. Yim Yesh Ben Menos in Tam. Yim Yesh Ben Mahalos Me'ev Echad. Ben Im Ben Mahalos Me'ev Echad. Asr.
That part, it's fine. If you can taste it, it's Asr. I don't care what your numbers are. Look at the next part.
Ein Ben Menos in Tam. Ben Shish Ben Mahalos Me'ev Echad. Ben Im Ben Mahalos Me'ev Echad.
Now, stop.
Is it that against Rashi?
Yes, I know, but would you wait? So, if I were translating this Mishnah, I would explain this Mishnah. How would I explain? Bein sheyesh ben malas me'echad, bein she'ein malas me'echad means, in colloquial language, we would say, it doesn't matter how much you have. It's mutter, if you can't taste it. Whether you have 100, whether you don't have 100, and what does it mean whether you don't have 100? Does it mean 99? Does it mean 98? Does it mean 97? Does it mean 96? Anything above a rove, I presume. You know, it doesn't even say that rove part, but that's because that's a different consideration. Or that's intuitive. I would have said it means it doesn't matter how much you have. Whether you have 100, whether you have more than 100, less than 100, you have 110, 80, 170, 30, 60, 21, 19 and a half, it doesn't matter. That's how I would have read the Mishnah. That's how I would have read it. But what does the Gemara turn around and do? Immediately, the Gemara turns around and says, the Gemara says, no. You're reading it wrong. In other words, when it says whether you have 100 or you don't have 100, whether you have 100 means you have 100 or more. Whether you don't have 100 doesn't mean 100 or less. Ad infinitum. It means you don't have 100, but presumably something. There's got to be. The Gemara just assumes there has to be something. Now, we don't pasken like Rashi. We don't pasken this way. We do not accept this. We assume, as a matter of principle, that if we knew there was no tam whatsoever, let's say you get around the Ramban's problem with kfela, let's assume that it's something a kohen could taste. If something a kohen could taste, and we know that there's no tam of truman here, it doesn't matter. As long as there was a rove of heter by mimishen amino, it's mutter, heter gomor. So we don't accept this. But what the Gemara does seem to be saying here is that by mimishen amino, even though you can't taste it, there is a number. It's less than 100. So immediately, for the purpose in our sugya, what does it demonstrate? That if there are two man da'amram, one who says 100 and one who says 60, what can you conclude from this? Yes, you can. What can you conclude? You can't conclude that the mandamar said shishim is correct. What can you conclude? You conclude that the mandamar said meh is wrong. That's all you can conclude. But you can conclude that much you can't conclude. You know that 100 is wrong. My love is shishim is because what are your other choices, right? We know there's a mandamar says b'shishim, that his calculation is rubbish, that we know the Mishnah holds that meh is wrong. Okay, so presumably it's shishim. It's not a raya that it's shishim, it's a raya that it's not meh. And if you only have choice A and B, and A is wrong, then, you know, if you take an exam, you know that. So B is correct. So that's so the Gemara, again, we would not have read the Mishnah that way on our own. However, that's how the Gemara is choosing to read it right now. It's because of this that Rashi quotes this Gemara as a raya. Whatever the Gemara does in the rest of the Shach V'Tayr, this is one of Rashi's rayas, that even though the Kfela tastes it and says there's no tam, you still need shishim to be mevatel it. And less than shishim, it would be awesome. We don't accept this. That's an interesting question, why? But Rashi is not coming, you know, for the moon on this one. It really, that's what emerges from the Gemara. David?
Doesn't the Gemara reject it, though, on the next page?
No. What does the Gemara reject? What's that? Does the Gemara reject the Diuk? No. You're jumping ahead, Ari. The Gemara's Diuk was that is that there's a number, and that number can't be 100. And the Gemara's answer ultimately is that there's a number, but that number could be 100. You just have to know when 100 is 100, 100 is not 100. Right? That's what it's going to boil down to. It's a question of 100, 101, and so on. That's what it's going to boil down to. The Gemara accepts the Diuk. What? No, I know that's the next step. But the point is, the Gemara immediately says, no, you thought, the Mishnah says you don't need, the Mishnah says that you don't need 100. 101 probably, but you do need 100. So then the question is, but that's what the Reisha was talking about. So we'll get to that. That's where this gets particularly, That's where just reading the Gemara gets difficult. That's where the Machlokas of Rashi and Tosfos is. But in terms of what the direction in which the Gemara is going, this is the direction in which the Gemara is going. It's taking the Mishnah in Trumos and in Orla and reading it and rereading that line and saying that when it says Bein Sheyesh Bo Lahalos Meimei Echad or Bein Sheein Bo Lahalos Meimei Echad, that doesn't mean Ein Bo Lahalos Meimei Echad. Doesn't mean anything less than anything that, and no matter how much less than 100. There is a number, it's something less than 100, but there's a fixed number. Now that's a big chiddush in the Mishnah. It's a very, very big chiddush in the Mishnah. As I said, it's one that we don't paskin like, but that is what the Gemara is saying here. Okay, so now, the Mishnah says that when it comes to truma of min b'she'en omino, if you can't taste the iser, it doesn't matter whether you have 100 or you don't have 100, which is the normal shear you require for bittul truma, it's mutter. So I would have said, right, what does it mean if you don't have 100? It's still mutter, since you can't taste it. How much do you have? Rove, that's what I would have said. So the Gemara says no. Not having 100, but it's still mutter, because since there's no tam, doesn't mean that there's no number required. It just means you don't need 100. You need something. You need something more than a rove, but it's less than 100. And since the only two sheer possibilities that we know in our current orbit, which is 160, if it's not 100, it must be when the Mishnah says that if you don't have 100, if you have more than 100 or less than 100, it's still batel since you can't taste it. Less than 100 means as long as you have 60. Marlon, does that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Yes.
So, according to this Gemara's interpretation of Mishnah, what is Shishim a factor of? Like, it doesn't seem to be a factor of Tamei.
No. Oh.
Isn't it the other way that Kuf isn't a factor of Shishim?
He asked a good question, and I want to see if the answer is obvious. Is that in fact Tosis' question on the bottom? I have to reprocess it 1 second. Just from the shotgun tie of the Gemara, you want to argue the Mishnah just said, in other words, if you say the way we said until the way we would have read the Mishnah, makes perfect sense.
Right. But we're saying,
but once you say,
and then we say, there's not enough time. But we only go down to Shishim. That means that Shishim has nothing to do with that.
So that's exactly what Rashi says, right? This is Rashi. That is Rashi's whole read of the sugya. I mean, it's not that the answer is obvious to your question. Yes, that's how Rashi reads the entire sugya. That Me'ah and Shishim are an absolute requirement. That even though you don't have time, like Rashi says at the start, that even though the Kfeilut taste it and says there's nothing there, doesn't help you if you don't have Shishim or Me'ah. So it would seem. We'll have to see how the Rishon responds to Rashi. Correct. Right now we're just getting you correct. That's a pshat in the Gemara. That's why Rashi says what he says. Right? The other Rishon, we're going to have to struggle with it because they categorically, why do they categorically reject Rashi? Because the Gemara says earlier, says Lashon, that Mimishen Aminu Sheli Surah, you have that Lashon of Samchina Nakfela. So the question is, why do you be Samech on the, what's the Samech on the Kfela? So the pastor says that Kfela is a Kula, and that means that even though there's not Shishim, but in terms of the sugi itself, the other Rishonim are going to have to deal with Rashi, but we'll eventually get to them. Shalom?
That might also be shot earlier with Rava's with the Tom Kicker, but only for Kachim, and then you can just be saying that it's a Xer and a Kachim of Shishim or Meah to Kulin, but it's not about Tom.
No, because Rashi says Beferish that what we learn from Zerah B'Sheila is that you would need Shishim or Me'ah by Chulin, that he says Beferish, that you do need it ultimately, even though you can't taste it. So how does that tell you that Tam Ki'ikar is only the Rabbanan? Adama, but that's a case where you have Shishim and Me'ah and you can't taste it, and still he says, but what would the din be if Tom, if you could taste it? Pasha should have been, would have been awesome. Forget the numbers.
No, I'm saying who says Tom Kinker Zero? I know Rashi has a Tom Kinker Zero, but I'm saying here, just Shad McGuire doesn't, Rabbi doesn't say either way about Tom Kinker Zero. He just says it only applies to Kachim.
And but he says it applies to Kachim, but not to Zerah B'Sheila. And by Zerah B'Sheila is the model for a Hulin.
Right, so I'm saying maybe Tom Kinker, not even Nirvana, just doesn't apply at all, and 60 and 100 are just sharing them with you from Zerah B'Sheila.
There's no such thing as...
I'm saying just basically if you read...
Okay, but that... Yeah.
...as your back to Rava.
See, but then there's a different difficulty there. What are you solving in that? What are you trying to solve with what you're saying?
What Rebbe means when he says that Tanki... Because the problem with... If Rebbe would say that Tanki Igar doesn't apply to cooling, then he gets rid of the entire... I mean, he's solving a problem by getting rid of the entire...
But he says it doesn't... He says it doesn't apply to Zerah B'Sheila, right? Which means it doesn't apply to Chulin either. But what he says that it doesn't apply, our problem was that, we had a different problem, is that you already have Shishim Me'ah, so it isn't Tom Kinker anymore. How is that solved?
But if you're going to say that Tom Kinker doesn't apply to Chulin, so then why not just use Rav? Why need to shear at all? Because you're going to say Tom doesn't matter. So
no, time out. No, the point is that was the whole problem in Rashi, but that's why Tosfos explained what he did, that it sounds like Rashi is saying, I don't know if Rashi does say this or not, that Tam Ki'ikar, when Rabbi says that there's no Tam Ki'ikar by Rabbi Sheikhulin, he means a Tam Kolosh. Right. A Tam Chazak, there definitely would be Tam Ki'ikar, right?
Right, so I understand. Right, so I'm saying that...
And that makes sense with Shishim Ameya.
Right, so I'm saying, but I'm saying a different answer would just be that it's a Xer and a Katzim. It's not about two different types of Tam, it's just that Tam is totally irrelevant. We just have this principle from...
But then why would Rabbi even discuss Tam Ki'ikar? It has nothing to do with it.
Because he's trying to... And
let me say it differently. Isn't it by definition then Tam Ki'ikar has to be Doraisa? Because every time you have in other words, any time you're going to have Tam, it means you're going to have less than Shishim or less than Meah. And that's going to be awesome in that Torah because it's Dor B'Sheila. So I don't think it's, I don't think you're solving anything in terms of Rashi. If you talk to me tomorrow morning, see if there's something, I mean, I may not be grasping what direction you're moving in. Okay, so now, so the Gemara is being in a bind here. Once it assumes that Ein Bo Lahalas B'Me'ah V'Echad means, but there is a number, and that number can't be obviously 100. So, obviously it must be that the Man Damar said Shishim is correct. So now the Gemara says what? Go ahead, Ari.
Whoa,
nice.
Yehuda. So, same with Shishim.
One second. So, Ella Labashishim, sorry, the answer is low. Did you get the Mea? What does that mean? Wait, you just. So how is he reading the Mishnah? First, let me start with following detail that nobody's going to argue on. When we say that Trumas Vitela B'Me'a V'Echad, what does that mean? What does Me'a V'Echad mean? Including the Truma? 101 including the Truma or 101 without the Truma? Ari?
Not
100 parts Chulin? The one part Truma. How do we know that must be so? And this is the point that nobody's going to argue with because, aside from the fact that it's clear from any Mishnayos and Trumos, the Asmachta that the Yerushalmi quotes for this din is, that if Trumas Meiser were to fall back into the Meiser, were to fall back into the original Taroves, and Trumas Meiser is how much of the original of the full original pile? What's that? It's a tenth of a ten. It's a Maser and a Maser. It's 1 out of 100.
Yeah.
And therefore, if that one were to fall into 90, back into the 99 of Chul and Mesukanim now, what would the din be? It would aser it. It would be Mekadesho. Mikolchalbo esmik deshomi menu. It would be Mekadesh. It would make holy. It would make Truma, Meduma, the entire pile. So you see that 1 to 99 is aser. Now, for those who are schooled in the principles of logic and philosophy, what can you conclude from that then? That how much do you know, how much can you are you entitled to assume would be mutter? How much do you need?
More than that.
What's that?
More than that.
No. Clearly you're not a precise philosopher.
Anything more than
99. There is such a sheet that happens to be Rabbi Yoshua in the Mishnah. Why we don't paskin that way, I don't know. Rabbi Yeshua holds you need Me'av Yod. Me'av Yod means one truma and 99 plus hulin. Okay, but Rabbi Eliezer works in the field of quantum mechanics. And there is nothing between 99 and 100. There's no intermediate state. And therefore, he says, if 99 isn't enough, then 100 is enough. Okay? And for whatever reason, it's unusual, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's a Me'av Yachad. Okay? But clearly, based upon the drasha, when you say a Me'av Yachad, it's clear Me'av Yachad does not mean Me'av Yachad plus the Truma, plus 102 total. It means 101 total. And that's the more machmir shita, that's Rabbi Eliezer shita, which we accept. So, the Mishnah said, the way you read the Gemara, Kipshuto, or the Rashi doesn't, the way we read the Gemara says, you see that it's not Batel B'Me'a V'Yachad. Now, what is that? So when the Mishnah says Me'a V'Yachad all along, what does that mean? It means 100 plus the Truma. So when the Gemara says, no, it's not Batel, you're right, it's not Batel, you don't need Me'a V'Yachad, what do you need? Me'a. So what does this mean then? What does it mean? 99 plus 1. That's the Gemara's answer. Okay? In other words, you're right, the Mishnah shows that you don't need me'aviyachad. But what, by truma mimishen amino, but what do you need? You need tisha mitisha ve'achad, a total of mea, not a total of mea ve'achad. Now, does that solve any problems?
That was Dr. the question.
Well, you're not saying who that.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
You're going back to your Rishami. If this whole discussion is predicated on Rishami, when it's adjusted by Hashim, and then you say, and that's just you, that it has to be a little more than 99, once you go back and you say it's 99, how do you, where you get your measurement?
I would say it differently. I would just say, you haven't salvaged the Man Damar says Bemeya. The Man Damar says Bemeya, Kol Yisroel Shir B'Torah Bemeya. What does Meya mean? 100 plus 1. And the Man Damar says B'Shishim means Shishim plus 1. So just by, if the Gemara's deflection means Bemeya means 99 plus 1, as opposed to what the Dim was in the ratio of 100 plus 1, well then you haven't solved the problem. You're neither here nor there. Yehuda?
I that is a problem. I just don't know where can you get the grounds to say 99. Meaning, if the whole thing is predicated on a drasha in Yerushalmi, and then you go back on the drasha in Yerushalmi,
No. The drasha is only by Min Vimino. The drasha is by Min Vimino. That din, we paskin, the din of Meya of Echad by Truma, is only by Min Vimino. That's the Torah's case. You take the Truma's Meiser out, oops, it fell back in. We're talking about Mimishen Amino now. All I use that to prove, Yehuda, is that when the Mishnah in the Resha, which was talking about Min Vimino, said Min Vimino Lahachmir only, that you definitely need Meya of Echad, plus you can't be able to taste it. That Meya of Echad does not mean 101 plus 1, that means 100 plus 1. At least that's the simple reading of the Mishnah. And that's all I was using to prove. That doesn't prove anything to you by Min Vimino.
Fine, but either way, you're just
Oh.
I could say 75.
Fine, whatever. You're correct.
What do you mean?
Correct, and because 99 isn't 100, because it doesn't solve the... That's my point, though. It doesn't even rescue the Man Da'amar, who said, Kol Yisroel Shir B'Torah B'Meya. He came up one short, and when you come up one short in this game, you lose. You have to get... It has to be possible for the Mishnah to be working with a shear of Meya, like the Man Da'amar says, Kol Yisroel Shir B'Torah B'Meya, and having it be 99 doesn't solve any problems. So obviously, when the Man Da'amar is Docha, says Lo B'Meya, what does he mean when he says Lo B'Meya? Me'a V'Yechad. So then, how did he read the Mishnah until now? When the Mishnah said that if you can't taste it by Mimishen Omino, Bein She'ish Bo L'Halos B'Bechad, Bein She'ein Bo L'Halos Me'a V'Yechad, it's Mutter, what did that Me'a V'Yechad mean? 102. 101 plus 1. Now that's a very strange thing for the Mishnah to say. Why would you thought that 101 plus 1 would be the shear? Which is what the Gemara turns around and asks the question, V'ha midereisha b'meya havaseifa b'shishim. The Gemara says it can't be. Why? Because the Resha that spoke about Mechametz and said that you need two things in order to be matir by Min Vimino. What two things do you need to be matir by Min Vimino? You need A, it's not no Saint Tom, and B, you need Me'a V'Yachad. What does Me'a V'Yachad mean in the Resha? So the Gemara says, of course, Me'a V'Yachad means Me'a V'Yachad, 100 plus the one of Isser. So Hamid the Resha, Me'a Havisefe Meshishim, the Ketani Resha, Lahachmim, and Amino Ketza, Gehad Ari, Sa'or. So from that you conclude Resha V'Seifa B'Meya. You have to conclude, what are we talking about in the Resha? At least I would have assumed in the Resha we're talking about 101 total. Why? Because that's how it is in every Mishnah in Trumas. Why would I assume differently? So when the Seifa turns around and says that once you mevatel the tam, you don't need 101, why would I turn around and think that means you don't need 102, but 101 you need? It's ridiculous. The Gemara says. So the Gemara says, no, wrong. What's the Gemara's answer? So the way Rashi understands this, Resha B'Mei Avachad means the Resha is with 102, 101 plus 1. And the Seifa, where the Gemara says you don't need 101 plus 1, but you do need 101. Now, if in fact that's what you say, so now you're going to ask an obvious question, which is, obvious, I mean, what if you were the Gemara, what's the next question you would ask? Two. Why do you need 102 by Kol HaMechametz? Where did this come from? Came out of left field. Forget why it's formulated so ambiguously and confusingly. Why would you need that? Which could be, and one of the and one of the Kisvayat actually has something like e hochi. In other words, the next question follows from what we just said. What the Gemara has finally just said, and you have to suspend a little bit of disbelief, because clearly it's an ukimta, the chukah ma'od, but the Gemara has just said that Mishnah that says, memimino lahachmir, when it talks about requiring mea v'yechad and bitul atam, mea v'yechad means mea v'yechad heter plus the yisr. And the Seifa, when it says you don't need mea v'yechad heter plus the yisr, but you do need mea heter plus the yisr. I mean, that is like stunning, but that's what the Gemara says, at least at this point. So according to Rashi, and it's beferish from one Ksav Yad, the next question now flows from what we just said. The Chiyesh Bo. So how does Rashi read this question? Strange question. The question doesn't really make any sense. It's exactly against the Mishnah. The Gemara says, and if there's 101 heter, let's assume this, it has kedei l'chametz, why is it usher? I'll tell you why it's usher. Because we just said, whenever you have tam, it's usher. So what's the Gemara's question? So Rashi rereads the question, and he says, no, that's not what it means. It means, is there any such thing in 101 that would be no same tam? Which is, it's still a mind-boggling question, because what we're saying is that 100 heter and one iser, we knew the iser could flavor the heter. But 101, no, it's not conceivable. And the Gemara's answer, that's what Rashi says. I mean, that's... What? There does. This is one of those problems that I don't know how you deal with. Right. So that, I mean, that's the answer to why it's really not an unreasonable question, because we always, you know, the way Rav Yirmiyah was told, I think as he was told in Rosh Hashanah, you know, I said, what is the Rav Yirmiyah type question? You should know this.
One foot on one side,
one foot on the other, right? The Gemara Baba Basra says that the chicks never walk more than 50 amos from the cane. Rav Yirmiyah asked the question, what if it's got one? So if you find it within 50 amos, you know it came from that cane. Outside 50 amos, you know it, or you know it could have come from that cane. Outside 50 amos, it didn't. Rav Yirmiyah said, what if it's got one leg in, one leg out? And what happened? They threw him out of the base of Medrash. While Dabkur, Rav Yirmiyah, the Beit Midrasha, he somehow got back in at some later point. But he's the one who's involved in that dialogue, and I think he might have been in Baal Tshuva, because I think he's the one who answered someone who asked the question. You know, when he said that Kol Shi, it's in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak, Kol Shiurim Shel Chachamim Kachem Be'arboim Sah Hu Tova Be'arboim Sah Chaser Kurt Reino Tova. Right? How do you get Arboim Sah? It's not a magical number. It's based upon Rachatis Kol Bisaro Ma'im Shel Kol Gufo Shel Odam Olavahem. Okay, I'm a little bigger than Ben. I require more water to Tova than Ben to immerse my entire body. But there is a fixed shear, and once the Chacham Rakovea 40 Sah. Because that's average, however they arrive at that, that is the shear kavua. Even though somebody might be smaller or somebody might scrunch themselves up better and so on, it doesn't matter. That's the way it is. There's always a point, and it's true even in the real world. You know, is it raining now? I don't know. But yes. I don't know if any of you ever experienced this. I don't think I have, but I've heard of it, people experience it where it's raining on one side of the street and not raining on the other.
Yeah.
You say,
yeah.
Hey, Hefsher! The answer is there has to be a point in which it happens. So the Gemara, now, would we assume so readily that okay, went to pursue the 101, but yes. So it could be there is a point. So the Gemara Rashi says the Gemara's question is 101? Anything could possibly flavor? So the Gemara turns around and answers the way Rashi reads. Tosfos is going to have a different reading of this Gemara, but first you got to get one reading to know what Tosfos is bouncing off. Ari?
I mean, what did you say? It's not a question. It's just a simple question based on the fact that we're arguing over what the definition of Nosei Tam is. I mean, if you're going to say that.
I don't think anybody said that no sin tam equals mea. I think that people said one of a couple of things. They either said, you'll say that So you could say like this, that mayor was the maximum. So the kasha, you could say what's being done now is the kasha is being turned around to Mount Lemmer and said, but look, you picked mea, because mea was the shear beyond which there is none. And nothing flavors in more than mea. Now you're turning around and rereading the Mishnah and claiming that Seor flavors in more than mea. How can it be? Then why do you pick a shear of 100? You should have picked the shear of 101. And to that, the Gemara is going to answer that, yeah?
Wouldn't the question then, couldn't you just ask that same question in the Mount Lemmer session? Because then you would say if the Mount Lemmer session, you should have, well, fine. I mean, the question is a much bigger question than the Mount Lemmer session.
No.
Because trying to define Mosaic time is even a lower.
No. Because the point is the Manda Marshishim, the ratio that talks about Meya Be'echad, that term Meya Be'echad has nothing to do with Tam. That's just the standard Shir Truman. That's the Arsakasa number. But the Manda Amar, once the Manda Amar says the Meya, turns around and rereads the ratio of the Mishnah as Meya Be'echad plus, he can no longer say it's based upon the Drasha and the Yerushalmi, and so now he's claiming it has something to do with Tam, right? And so now the question is, oh, but how could anything be a Mea Be'achad? So you know what? Sa'or is Chimutzo Kasha. What's that? Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's true. Seor, it's more powerful flavor. Alec?
Is it possible that we're kind of dealing with like a bell curve? So we have Gita Nasha, which has a very weak tom, so we're not going to do the Shara based on that, except for a case of Gita Nasha, and that tom would have a very strong tom, so we're not going to do the Shara based on that. But I think
that in effect is the Maskana Sengemara. Yeah, but let's wait. Let's read a little further. I think that is... It's not put in that frame, but I think that's what happens ultimately. Although we don't hold that way by Ganesha. Ganesha, we assume Shishim Kinega Cham no Shogit. Ari,
right,
go ahead.
Right, but we don't. But the way we've established the shear, the Stam shear.
Correct. We don't use Ganesha. You know, for the Mandamar Yeshimil Santam, we don't use Ganesha, nor do we use Milsa David Ela Taima.
But then the question of, why did you choose 100 or 101? Well, then the dispute could be, well, which side of the bell curve does this fall?
The Gemara hasn't invoked Milsa David Ela Taima yet. Wait. So now, Ari, the Gemara says. So I'm sorry. So you asked the Mamaylo Batil, right? Did we read that part already? And Ishta. He didn't have an answer. So Amalei. You're really not supposed to do this. This would generally be not respectful to Rebbe. Ask a question, stump him, and then suggest your answer. If you had your answer, so then don't ask the question. Okay. But you can do that to me. It's okay. I mean, probably won't have the answer either, but okay. Go ahead. Okay, so I'll torture you for a moment. How much is a saw? How many kab in a saw?
Nine.
This is one that modern B'nai based matters are notoriously weakened. I suspect, although I haven't spent time elsewhere, particularly in this base matters, where all the briskers reign. So shiurim only conceptual shiurim are important, not physical shiurim, okay? Not reality shiurim. So how much is in a saw? 4 kab in a saw. 6 kab in a saw. 4 lugan in a kav. Okay? And if you have a revius halug, so a revius halug is what portion of a saw? 4 times 4 times 6 is 96. And if you have 2 saw, 2 times 96 for the higher arithmeticians among us, 192. That is the shear. It's revius besasayim, it's karol lemasayim. Okay? So it's shear karol lemasayim, and that's the shear of tzir. What is tzir? Tzir is the
juice.
Fish juice or something like that. The juice that comes out of something. Apparently it is very flavorful. Okay?
Very strong. I mean, you wouldn't want to drink it.
That's probably true. The only question I do have about that, I don't know this Matthias, is that when you get this stuff, what is it that's giving its powerful flavor? Is it, because how do you get the juice out?
Is it from salting the fish?
You usually salt it.
It's not just fish, it's fish brine.
What is fish brine, Ben? Wait, they don't add any salt?
No.
There's a heavy amount of salt, so I'm not really sure. What is the rule?
vinegar.
Don't give me a blank stare. What's bothering me? To those who learn Yoredea, what's bothering me?
Oh, because you're not going to give the tzir more koach than the tavli.
Yes. The point is, Tosfos we saw earlier, and the Ramah says at the end of Siman Sadi Ches, is that when you Misha'er, you don't assume, it's only by a davar, most of the time only asers when it's Aser Machmas Atzma, when it's Aser Machmas Davar Acher. Right? So if you have blood that flavors only because the salt, then but the blood itself would be Batel, and let's say, just keep it safe, and you have Shishim, the fact that you can taste the salt doesn't matter, it doesn't asim. It's only if the salt is, let's say, you know, melach shalav odezara, then salt is a milsa davi del time, or tavlin shalav odezara. But if it's asim because of something else, but the milsa davi del time itself is not the issue, then it doesn't asim. So I never understood the bet here, because I thought seer, I don't dabble in fish juice.
one thing you can know,
wasn't there a movie or something like that, Beetlejuice?
I
don't know, but I assume that the juice has some flavor, but the power of it is not per se from the flavor itself, but it's from the salt. I don't know. So I'm not a Bucky. I'm not claiming Bacchus. Clearly, the pickle juice in the jar, you're tasting the salt and the vinegar. You're not tasting the cucumber. That's for sure. So, okay.
Maybe we say Hanan bites here.
You say that tongue-in-cheek, but apparently... that's what seems to be going on here. Now, there's an argument because the salt somehow was what extracted the tzir, somehow becomes part of the tzir or something like that, in a way then when you just stam, although I shouldn't say it that way because the salt extracts the dam, so you got to say, I have to say it differently somehow. I don't know. I don't know. It's probably the same process.
Technically, the salt breaks apart, right? It's NaCl and... There's more salt.
Dr. Goldberg, I don't know. You'll tell them. I know salt does that. I assume it's the same reason why salt pulls out the fish juice is the same reason it pulls out the blood, because what is fish juice other than blood by another name?
Otherwise,
that doesn't answer my question. But I don't have to. I'm not answering that question now. Okay. But so let's just say that tzir is a very powerful flavor. So now the Gemara, of course, has one minor last question. In other words, what did you have? You had kosher fish. You know, you had herring and some. I don't know. Pick your out. What's a non-kosher fish? Don't tell me swordfish. I don't want to get that mess. Shark.
Sturgeon.
Shark meat. Okay.
Sturgeon. Okay.
I have no idea. So let's say shark. Sharks. I know. Sharks. We know are not kosher. Okay. That I think everybody agrees on. Okay. Reshefta will not eat shark if you bring it to him. I rest assured on that. I think he'll eat swordfish, but I know he will not eat shark. Okay. So if I have some little pieces of shark, what?
Would he eat swordfish?
I didn't hear it. Me piv, but I'm pretty sure. Did he say? I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe I did hear it.
He asked him, and he said yes.
Yeah. So, he
what's
would.
What's the problem with swordfish?
It's a question whether it has scales or not. That's this. In the 1930s, everybody assumed. There's a good article. Was it published already? Was it Vitovsky's article published already?
I
don't forget where it was going to be published.
As opposed to Rabbi Tendler's article?
Yeah, exactly.
Has he written a response?
Not to that.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, no. But apparently, this is not. This is a matter of fact. In the 1930s, and even into the 40s, many kashrus organizations, you know, many reputable kashrus organizations were still listing swordfish as a kosher species. So you're looking at me funny, Jason.
It's relative to the shark.
No.
I'm sure all fish are related to sharks, but the swordfish apparently, that's just a question whether they have scales or not. But anyway, bottom line is you have some shark meat, you have some herring, you pickle it together. So the din is that the tzir of the dag tame asers, if it would be 1 out of 200. So now the Gemara asks the obvious question. Now, how could you have answered such a question if you really want to be a choker? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't necessarily hold that way, right? But the way the Gemara assumes, Abaye onward assumes, certainly maybe early, maybe Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda has a general sheet of Mimila Bata, so what do you do with this? So the answer is? Tzir is Zeya Ba'alma. What does that mean, bottom line? It means that it's not really Aser. It's only Aser mit Rabbanan. And let me frame it this way. Why should it be Aser? What?
Tom.
No, it doesn't taste like that. Doesn't taste
the from it.
Blood does not taste like meat, right? I presume. I don't know, but I'm guessing it doesn't taste like meat,
okay.
Right? Let's work with that assumption. So, if that's the case, So who says that the tzir tastes like the fish? Now, how do you know that? Let me ask you a question. Are you allowed to drink milk from a camel?
No.
Let me ask a first question. Are you allowed to drink milk from a cow?
Yes.
So, no, I wasn't asking that question. You have a Trader Joe's cow who's been grain-fed all his life and is healthy and robust and no worries about sirchas, okay? And you do an MRI and then no sirchas. Are you allowed to drink cow milk from a cow?
Yes.
Are you allowed to drink milk from a camel? Why not? What's the difference? What's that? So behema is aver minachai. Okay, so there's an answer to that question. That's
not. It doesn't come from a behema tahor.
I know, but a behema tahor is also aver minachai. If you're going to argue, are yotzei min atame tame? So, but that's not. But okay. Let's say you agree. You can eat. There's a reason. Let's say a behema when it's alive is not called aver minachai, and therefore you can drink the milk. Okay, you can't drink the milk of a camel. Why not? What is your punishment if you drink the milk of a camel? What's that? If anybody says curries, I'm going to throw them out.
Okay? You.
Because you don't get curries for eating the camel itself. Okay, you're not going to get curries for the milk.
So rabbis beat you up.
So the what's that? So
the
pashtus is yes, that's correct. There's no, it's not. There's no malchus. It's an issa deraisa. Now that already tells you something. It tells you that you need a specific makor. In other words, it's not. It's deraisa. It's deraisa.
Drinking camel milk.
Yes, but it's thing. I think it's an issa rasei. I forget what the drash is. It's in Bechoros in the first parakha. Yotzim in a Torah Torah, Yotzim in a Tamei Tamei. Maybe it's one of the Es Hagamos or something like that. No. What, you spit it out after you drink it?
No, that's something that you're punished from Malchus.
No, it's an Isarase. It's that the Torah doesn't formulate the Farish as a negative. It's an Isarase. So the point is you need a specific Makar to Aser Tzir. So apparently, Tosus thus talks about this question. Apparently, the tzir, a fish, for whatever reason, is not assumed to be awesome in HaTorah. In fact, it is awesome in the Rabbanan. There is one kind of tzir which is almost mutim in the Rabbanan, tzir ha-gavim tmeim. As that sequence of Mishnayos and Trumos that this is coming from has the Mishnah from Adios of Hey of Rabbi Tzadok, tzir ha-gavim, tzir ha-gavim tmeim, shu tahar, shu Mishnah Rishona, has a slightly as a more chamor version. So Rabbi Tzadok was mekel by tzir chagavim. It seems that the tzir itself is maybe mutter legamrei, even chagavim tmeim. So you need a specific zeres akasim. By dagim apparently it doesn't exist. So the iser of tzir dagim is only the rabbanon, and therefore Rabbi Huda, even though he holds that mimdemino is batel, even though it's batel, it's not batel by dinam deraisa. It's batel by tzir. Now, this obviously, it's not our issue, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The question could be asked, is this a generic position in Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, are all Yisurim the Rabbanon batel min remino according to Rabbi Yehuda? Is it only by din deraisa? Or is the Gemara saying more than that? Is it shani tzir the zeh ba'almahu? It's not, firstly, it's instant Rabbanon. It's like nothing. It's really not.
How realistic is that? I mean, we had the Bash Tamarim is also zeh ba'almahu, and that wasn't really zeh ba'almahu.
I don't know. Again, that doesn't really answer this question, though. How do you value respect Yisum Darabanan? You remember there was a machlokas the Rambam about the shear of shishim by Yisum Darabanan, because there's one iser Darabanan that doesn't require shishim. What is that? Kal, which only requires 59. The Rambam says all Yisum Darabanan require 59. So that's Beis Yosef, of course, at the way into the Siman, we don't accept that, but. Clearly, it raises the question, you know, which Yisurim Darabanan, if any others, fall under the same category, where we hold that Mimimino is Batel. Again, it's not relevant to us because we don't, except for Rashi and a few other Chachmei Ashkenaz, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Okay, so that's the end of our Gemara. I want to just take, let me just sort of review and encapsulate before we go back and start to look at a couple of the Rashis. So we have three parts to the Sugya. The first part is, do you have a question for you? Do you have a question right on this?
I have a question on Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that if you have like juice that comes from like truma apples or something.
Yeah.
Like would he, where it's a deraisa, it would be min domino, but it's zeh ba'alma.
So firstly,
no, the
truth is the apple juice would be a perfect analog in theory to the dagtame, but it's even a better analog because what is the status of the truma on apples?
Oh, it's for the end, but it's.
Ruba the Ruba Rishon, and the Rambam is really the exception. It might be, as a Ravid Rishachta quotes, I haven't been able to find it. But most Rishonim hold that nothing more than Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar are Chayiv and Trumas and Maisers. Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar are the only things that are Chayiv and Trumas and Maisers, according to most Rishonim. The Balei Tosfos, most of Chachmei Svarad also. The Rambam holds that there's a potential stira between the Pasuk in the Pesukim in Bamidbar and Dvarim, which speak about Masar Dagon Chal Tirosh Chavitzarecha and Reishis Dagon Chal Tirosh Chavitzarecha versus the Pasuk at the end of Parshas. Bechukosai, bechol masara aretz mizera aretz mipri ha'etz, l'Hashem hu kodesh l'Hashem. So there's a question whether or not mipri ha'etz there means all fruit trees, the way the Rambam says, or the way most Rishonim say that just means tirosh v'yitzar. It means the olives and the grapes. So, but most Rishonim assume that dagon, tirosh v'yitzar are the only things that are chayiv in HaTorah. The Ramban goes a step further and suggests in his Perush on Chumash that maybe only wine and oil, not the fruits themselves. But either way, so most Rishonim assume that your apples, which would have this Zeah B'Alma anyway, are only Drabbanah to start with, and then the fruit juice of everything besides Tirosh V'Yitzar anyway is Zeah B'Alma, so it probably would be analogous. Probably Rabbi Huda, if there's one thing you could probably say, is that fruit juices would be Batam and Bimino according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's how I would guess. But, okay. So now, so starting just from the beginning very briefly, one review. The first thing the Gemara has is that Me'ah and Shishim, the Torah says you're supposed to cook the ayah with the Zeroa together, and that means there's going to be potentially a transfer of time, and the ayah contains either 100 or 60 times the volume of the Zeroa, and therefore there's a machlokes when you extrapolate from Zeroa B'Shelech to serve as a model for Shari Sur and Shabbat Torah, whether or not Koli Sur and Shabbat Torah B'Telem and Me'ah, or the B'Telem B'Shishim. That was step one, and the Gemara explains how, whether you, the 60 versus 100 depends on how you count the bones, or you do it, don't count the bones. Fine. Then there's a brisa that says that Zeroa B'Shelech is Heter B'Machlal Isser, that nothing else would be, that this is a unique heter, and it wouldn't apply by other things. And the Gemara then has three interpretations among the Amoraim. What is unique about Zeroa B'Shela that's heter haba mechlal iser? And of course, the reason why the Gemara is bothered is because if we want to use it as a paradigm for Shari Sun Shabbat Torah, you can't use this to say that Shari Sun Shabbat Torah amut b'shishim u'me'ah if, in fact, Zeroa B'Shela is heter haba mechlal iser. Maybe the iser is that all other isurim in the Torah, you don't have the kula of shishim and me'ah. So the three explanations of Zeo Heter Abba Mechlal Isser would be, number one, that he's talking about, it's Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this brisa, that Min Bimino is normally never batel, by Zeroa B'Shela it's batel. So for Rabbi Yehuda, in theory, you could use Zeroa B'Shela as a makar, but only for things that are Min B'Shein Omino. For Min Bimino, he would not use it as a makar because Zeroa B'Shela is unique, that Min Bimino is batel, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, as you know, holds Min Bimino is not batel. Rava says that no, that the Heter Abba Mechlal Isser is Tam Ki'ikar. Namely, that normally Tam Ki'ikar by Kachim is Aser. By Zeroa B'Shela, the Torah is Matir Tam Ki'ikar when you have Shishim Umeyah. And by Hulin, we would say the same thing, that Tam Ki'ikar is Matir when you have Shishim Umeyah. And from that emerges the problem, of course, when you have Shishim Umeyah, you don't have Tam Ki'ikar anymore. And finally, the answer of Ravina is that the Chiddush by Zeroa B'Shela, that's Matir, that would be Aser by other things, is the Makom HaChatach. Okay, that when you cut it, the place that you cut, you know, the surface of the aisle, is mutter to a non-kohen to eat, whereas in other instances, the makom hachatach would be also as well. You would have to take part of, some layer of the heter part and put it along with the issur, or along with the truma in this case, in order for it to be mutter for zarim or for everybody. Then the Gemara, the last step, is the conversation with Abai and Rav Dimi, based upon the Mishnah in Orla, where the Mishnah says that when it comes to bittul of truma, Orla and Kalei Akarim as well. Let's talk about truma for the moment. When you have something that's mechametz, if it's min bimino, you have a double edged chumrah. On the one hand, you still require meah ve'echad total. On the other hand, you require bittul atam. So even if you put in less than 1% of yeast, and the yeast was truma, and it caused the dough to rise, it was machmitz the dough, then it would be aser, even though you had less than me'ah v'yachad. And at the same time, even if you put in yeast and there wasn't, and it didn't have the effect of being machmitz the dough, it would still be aser if you didn't have me'ah, because min bimino by truma requires me'ah v'yachad total in order to be mevato. But by Mimisheno Mino, the Mishnah says that all that matters is whether it's no Saint Tom, in this case, whether it's Mechametz the Isa. It makes no difference whether or not, it makes no difference whether you have Me'av Yechad or you don't have Me'av Yechad. And from that, from the Gemara itself, from the Mishnah itself, it sounds like once you don't have no Saint Tom, the shear, we said the shear is totally irrelevant. The Gemara assumed that the shear of Me'av is irrelevant, but you still should require shear. And the Gemara thought by default that should be Shishim. And then the Gemara says, no, the default is 100 as opposed to 101, which means then it's not really 100 and 101, but 101 and 102. And that's why the Gemara asked the questions in the first part of the Mishnah. And the Gemara's maskana is that certain things that are more powerful flavors require more than Me'ah. But the general rule for Shari Surim is Me'ah aside from the Isser, and that the Mishnah does not contradict. Okay? And that's how the Sugya ends. Ari? So what you're saying is theoretically possible, except that the problem is, in the at least on a pshat, so you're correct. Here's the problem. What you're saying, then, in effect, I mean, I guess this really is what's happening. The notion of giving a number by no Saint Tom doesn't exist in the Mishnah. You're saying, you're taking that, what the Amoraim, who are the first ones to use a number, and you're sort of plugging that back into the Mishnah, and now you're arguing the Mishnah. In other words, the kasha is, once the Mishnah says, in Aimbo Beno Saint Tom, why does it even bother to mention any numbers?
Well, Rashi's proof anyway when it comes from the Amoraim. If
you just read the Mishnah. I agree, but that doesn't matter. The point is, the way we're going to demonstrate halacha is the way the Amoraim, the way the Sugya, reads the Mishnah. I agree, but so I think that right now, as things stand, it's going to be a stretch with the way the Gemara reads the Mishnah. I grant you, to read the Mishnah otherwise is easy. The simple reading of the Mishnah is not the way Rashi says. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that there's no such thing as a magic number. And if the Gemara gives a magic number, it's not that it's against the Mishnah, it's just a convenient rule of thumb. It's a convenient practical device. So you want to sort of say like this. I think I hear where you're coming. You want to say, the Mishnah said, if it has no Saint Tom, so even though it doesn't have Me'ah V'Yechad or Me'ah Yishtayim, whatever that means, it's Mutter. The Gemara is now just saying, but yeah, but obviously there is a point at which it is going to be no Saint Tom, and so now we're going to be Medayik for the Mishnah where that is or where it isn't. Okay, could be. Fine. So that is the Gemara. And this is going to be one of the major pieces in the discussion of Tom Kiker. It is not the only piece in the discussion of Tom Kiker. So the one other Gemara, which I think we may have seen already, we mentioned it. I'm going to mention this now before we look at a couple of the Rashis now. We'll look at just a couple of Rashis now and then we'll stop. Is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Rashi and Tosfos will both quote. The Gemara is on Daf, is it Samach Zayin? Amud Aleph, and there Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as saying as follows, and nobody argues on this. Rabbi Yochanan says that anything which is tamo v'lo mamasho, asur v'ein lokin alav. Anything which is, you have tamo the isur, but you don't have mamashos of the isur. Now, we can debate what that means, but the Gemara is actually going to tell us. So anytime you have tam below mamasho, it's asur, but you don't get malchus. Anytime you have tamo umamasho, then asur v'lokin alam. Now, what does it mean when we say that something is asur v'ein lokin alam? So there are obviously two possibilities. What are the two possibilities? Ein lokin alam means one thing only. It means you don't get malchus. What does asur mean? There are two possibilities. What? Daraisa d'Rabbanan. Now we know there are many things that are asur midaraisa, but you don't get malchus. Why not? What's that? Because it has to be dumya, delav, dechasima. In order to get Malchus, the Chazal understand a hekesh between Lo Sasom Shor B'disho, which immediately, they actually have a double, they Malchus it both ways, to the Parsha of Yibum afterwards, and the Parsha of Malchus that comes before. In order to get Malchus, it has to be a lav similar, Dumya the lav de Chasima. What is the lav de Chasima? Muzzling an ox, it's a lav sheish b'maisa, it's a lav which is not nite plase, it's not a lav shebecholos, and it's not a lav haba mechlal ase. Okay? If you don't have something, and for our purposes, I would say we're dealing with lav haba mechlal ase here, if you don't have an explicit formulation of a lav, but it's implied by the Torah that it's aser, therefore it's aser min haTorah, but you don't get malchus for it. So Rava said, it's not, is it samachzayin? Yeah. So Amar Rabbi Abom, Rabbi Yochanan, kol shetama umamasho asur, v'lokin alav. Okay, first he gives tama umamasho, asur you get malchus, v'zeo kizayis b'chteachi las pras. Then he says, tama v'lo mamasho, asur, v'ein lokin alav. If you have tamo v'lo mamasha, it's usher, but you don't get malchus. So what do you conclude from this?
That if you don't have a kezayis, I would have concluded.
If you don't have a kezayis bechtei achilas pras, you're not dealing with an issue sheish b'malchus. We could argue whether it's the reis or the rabbanan. In some ways, the simple, the default reading of the Gemara would be what? What's the default reading of the Gemara? The reis or the rabbanan? Josh? The Rabbanan. In other, it's not mochrach, but that's the default reading, because if you say osur v'lokan alav, so obviously you're conveying the fact that it's malchus, but you're also clearly conveying the fact that it's the raisa. So when you say osur v'ein lokan alav, it's just, and I would bet you, in more cases than not, when you get such a type of a presentation in the Gemara, it means it's only osur the Rabbanan. Now, it's not mochrach, but that's what one would have read. Okay. So let's go back, let's take a look, just for now, at Rashi. We'll do this one Rashi. Well, we'll start this one Rashi, I should say. Rashi on the Ta'am Ki'ikar. Okay, Ari, you'll finish the Maskalut Tzarech Ligmar. Go ahead. Rashi on the Ta'am Ki'ikar says, okay. So, no same time, we hold by Kachin is Ki'ikar Mamasha shel Isra. It's as if, even though you're only tasting the flavor, it's like you're eating the Isra itself. Now, if you, by the way, take such a formulation, I want to spill the beans a little bit on Tosfos just so you can think about this in the context of Rashi. There is a machlokes, all the Yoredei people know, and maybe even if you're not in it, between Rabbeinu Tam, it would appear, and Rabbeinu Chaim, Monobali Atosis, whether or not, if you have less than a kezayis bechtei achilas pras, whether or not you get malchus. Right? When you don't have mamasho, when you only have tamo, they hold tam kikers deraisa. When you don't have mamasho, which they translate to mean kezayis bechtei achilas pras, so when you don't have a kezayis bechtei achilas pras, so there's a machlokes whether you get malchus or not. What is the machlokes about? So, Rabbeinu Chaim claims that we have a new Isser called Tam Ki'ikar. And the marker for that, I presume, I don't know, Zra B'Sheila, it's something. There's some marker, or maybe wherever it's from, Mishras, or something like that. There's a menu of choices to pick from. And therefore, but it's not an Isser Lav. In other words, when you eat something that has a Tam Chazir in it, you're not eating Chazir, you're doing Tam Ki'ikar. And therefore, you don't get Malchus for it. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Ahadre li Surakama. Once the Torah mentions that it's Asur, it falls back into its original category of Chazir. It's like you're eating Chazir itself. You're violating the Isur, Besa Chazir, I don't know which Lo Socholom it is, in Shmini, you're violating that love. It's like you're eating Chazir. Rashi's formulation, if Tam Kikar, when it's the Raisa, what does that suggest? Like Rabbeinu Tam or Rabbeinu Chaim? Is it Malchus or not Malchus? It sounds like it's Malchus. He says, Rashi's language is, the Osir B'Kachim K'ikar Mamasho Shel Isser. That's what I think it sounds like. You know, unless he's just saying it's by way of analogy. Just as the Mamish is Osir, the Tam, when you can just taste Tam, it's Osir. But it sounds like it really is, you're eating the Isser. Now Rashi says, Ulaha milsa. Ari, go ahead. Ulaha milsa. Okay, so that's what the Braisa said. Zehu lamute shar kachim. Not that you can't learn generally that tam ikar is mutar midaraisa. You can't learn by kachim. By hulin you can learn that tam ikar is daraisa. Okay. Aval hulin shapir gamin shishim. Daha. So from Acharav Lahatos, we would have assumed that it's Bata Barov, the Yalfinam, Mehafa. Okay. So what is Rashi saying up until this point? He's saying that Tam Ki'ikar is only Usser by Kachim generally, not by Zerah B'Sheila. Is Zerah B'Sheila Kachim? Yes. Is Tam Ki'ikar Mutter by Zerah B'Sheila? Yes. B'Zehu Hetar Abba Mechal Isser. What is the din by Chulin? Is it like Zerah B'Sheila or Shar Kachim? It's like Zerah B'Sheila. And Tam Ki'ikar therefore by Chulin is Mutter. And what does that mean that Tam Ki'ikar is Mutter by Chulin? It means when you have Shishim and Mea, it's Mutter. Now, this is what forced Tosfos to say that Rashi is distinguishing between two kinds of ta'amin. Tam Kalosh and Tam Chazak, I'll call it. Now, the real problem in Rashi is to cross from the word you just read, Ari, which was Bimea, or Bimea B'Shishim, according to the emendation, to the word Virava. The Grand Canyon exists between those two words. Because Rashi is about to make a very large leap. And based upon what Rashi has said until now, it's a problematic leap. Because what Rashi has said until now is that what we classically call Tam Ki'ikar, which means you don't have Shishim, but you have more than, you have less than a Kazayas or Tichelis Pras, but you can taste it. We classically call that Tam Ki'ikar. According to Rashi, is that Tam Ki'ikar Mutter by Chulin? The answer is no. The answer is no. You need Shishim or Mea. And this is the problem we're going to run into. So, for tomorrow, I'll take your questions in 1 second. For tomorrow, if I remember, I'll put this out in an email, but it shouldn't be too hard to remember. I want you to look at a couple of things. I want you to look at Rashi, the rest of this Rashi. I want you to look at that Gemara of the Zara with Rashi on it. And I would like you to look at this big Tosfos. And one other Rishon to look at for the moment, I don't know if I'm going to, on this topic, I'm not sure I'm going to look at anything further, is the Ritva. The Ritva deals extensively with the problem in Rashi and how Tosfos tries to solve the problem and the Ritva doesn't like Tosfos' solution. So those are the sort of, the other than Rashi here, Gemara Avodah Zarah with Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ritva here. Okay, let me take the questions now, Abigail.
Here's the point again. Rashi is like for Kachim, that even if there's no Tam, it's still awesome?
Tam Kolosh is awesome. There has to be, in other words, the way Rashi would say, if there was a Blia, now how we know that, I don't know, but we assume if they came in contact and there was heat or moisture or something like that, there's a Blia. Even though you can't taste it, it's a Tam Kolosh, it's Aser. It's Aser. Whereas, by Zerah B'Sheila and Chulin, that Tam Kolosh would be Mutter. As long as it's not a, again, Rashi doesn't say that. What he does say is that you can't, he says that from Zerah B'Sheila, we learn that Rov is not Mutter by Chulin. We learn that that you have to be, he in effect says, Mevatel the Tam. If you look at the previous Rashi, on the Midaraisa, you'll see Rashi holds you, I mean, that's in Abaye, but it's irrelevant here. You have to be Mevatel the Tam. So if you're Mevatel the Tam, it's Mutter by Chulin, it's Mutter by Zerah B'Sheila, it's not Mutter by Shar Kachim. But if you mevatel the tam, why is that called tam kikar? Is mutter by chulin? That's not tam kikar anymore. The answer is there's two kinds of tam kikar. There's the tam you know chazak and tam kolosh. That's what you're going to have to say. That at least that's where Tosa starts with. Because what else are you going to say in Rashi? Okay, it's the next step. It's the next leap in Rashi that presents the problem. Is there one more question on this side? Okay. But Shir will be at the regular time tomorrow. Just one general announcement because you can shut it. Well, I'll make my general announcement. Again, I urge you all who haven't, make sure you're going to vote. Number two, more relevant, that was the repeat of the appeal from before yesterday.
And also, generally speaking, I try to eat in the cafeteria most Wednesdays during lunch, so anybody who likes to come and schmooze and hang out, I'm usually there. Last year, there were more people. If people don't want to, I'm okay with that too, but it seems that some people didn't get the email on this one, I'll call it. But I'm there, so if people like to come and schmooze, it's usually a group of people. Very happy to, if you don't have to. Not a problem. Okay.